Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Potato Link podcast. Potato Link is a Hort Innovation project funded through the fresh and processing potato levies and contributions from the Australian government. My name is Ryan Hall, and today I'll be talking with South Australian potato grower Lachlan Hayson. Lachlan, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your operation?
Sure, thanks Ryan. Good to be with you today. So I'm relatively new to the agricultural industry. My family and I returned back to our family farming business about 5 years ago. Prior to potato growing, I was working in the banking and finance industry in Sydney and London. So I'm relatively new to it, but it's been really good to get into the industry and return back to the family business. So in terms of our business, we're based in the southeast of South Australia, based at Kalangadoo. We have sheep and cattle. We have a grazing operation, but we've also been growing potatoes for roughly 30 to 35 years, predominantly for the processing market. But we also do some certified seed and some for the crisping industry. It's been a really good 5 years back here, and certainly a big career change for me, and a big lifestyle move for the family. But I've been really enjoying getting involved in it.
Back in 2022, Potato Link hosted a grower tour to the World Potato Congress in Dublin that you attended. How did you hear about that World Potato Congress, and what made you want to attend?
So I think I'd heard about it mainly through word of mouth, and I'd seen some references to it in magazines and online. When I first moved back to the farm, I'd been talking to some of the growers in the district and other industry contacts about various events and ways to get connected to the industry, particularly for me being relatively new to it. So I guess the WPC came up as a pretty important date in the calendar, and the timing worked really well. I'd been back for a couple of years. And actually another grower, one of our neighbours, mentioned that she was planning to go. And I guess we got together and had a chat about it. And I think both of us going together made it a really good proposition. We were able to bounce ideas off each other. It was nice to have someone to travel with and go back and come home and share some ideas together. So she gave me the encouragement that I needed, and it was a really good experience. I guess in terms of, what made me want to attend, as I mentioned, I'm fairly new to the industry, and I saw this as being a really good way for me to be in one place with the whole of the industry, and not just the Australian component, but the global view on the potato industry. And to have all of that there in one location was incredibly valuable. It gave me a really good opportunity to understand how the industry works, who the players are, how the supply chains operate, what are the opportunities and some of the challenges within the industry. And I guess the other thing that I've always really enjoyed doing, in my previous life as well, is getting out and traveling and visiting other regions. I think it's always a really, really important thing to do. I think as growers, we can get a little bit caught up in the day-to-day of running a business or growing the crops and harvesting and planting and so on. And it's really, there's always value in leaving the district and going and seeing how things are done elsewhere.
So what were some of the things that you saw at the Congress?
Yeah, so we had a really busy, quite a rigorous schedule, actually. It was, I think we were over in Dublin for about 5 or 6 days all up. So the first night we all got together with our group, and there was a contingent that had traveled together from Australia, and we all met up together and had dinner and got to know each other, which was great. And it was a really good mixture of people from different parts of the industry. On the first day, we visited a washing, packing and distribution facility called Sam Denigan & Co., which was about half an hour out of Dublin. And we were hosted by the owner, Joe Denigan, who was a really good host. He showed us around their facility, which is operating on an enormous scale. They're a fresh market washing, packing and DC, handling about 50,000 tons of potatoes each year, and a large range of other fresh market vegetables for the supermarket industry. It was a really eye-opening experience for me, not directly related to the processing industry, but it was fascinating to see how they were set up, and you really feel like you're sitting right in the middle of the supply chain when you're walking through a place like that. It was really interesting. After that, we went to Tomra. So they are a very well-known producer of grading, sorting and processing equipment. So we had a really good look at some of the optical sorters that they were making, and they had some prototypes which they were able to show us. And it was a really good discussion with them. They asked us some questions about what sort of things we felt that we needed as growers. There was talk about optical sorters being fitted to potato harvesters, which was really interesting. And we saw a lot of their machinery in action at some of the facilities we went to, like Sam Dennigan's, for example. The conference itself started the following day. So there were 3 days of sessions held at the venue in Dublin. And they were fairly long days. They were fairly intense. We had, an early start and a fairly late finish most days. But there were a whole range of different sessions that were held. And the way it was set up was great, because if you had a specific interest, you could peel off and go into, specific plenary sessions that they hosted. For example, they had some on seed potato storage. There were sessions about, seed potatoes specifically, disease control, agricultural technology within the potato industry and so on. So there were some very general sessions as well. And then there were some of those more specific ones. And then on the final day, the conference itself hosted a number of sessions or field trips. And we went to a couple of places, one called Mead Farms, which was similar to Sam Dennigan. It was a fresh market distribution packing center, but they also grew. So they were sort of a vertically integrated business. Fascinating to see some crops growing and how they were being processed and some of the technology that they were using. And we also managed to get a field trip into to a castle and a distillery, which was a really nice way to round off the trip. I think there were a whole number of different tours that were organized as part of the conference.
Yeah, sounds lovely.
Yeah, so we managed to fit a lot in. And I think, towards the end, we were sort of, full of information and pretty exhausted, but it was wonderful. And in the evening they hosted networking events too, and that was a really valuable part of the in fact, probably one of the more valuable parts of the week for me was having an opportunity to get around and meet people, both within the Australian industry, but also globally. And they were really, really well organized. And some of those contacts I still have today. So.
Yeah, and I guess just kind of leading on from that, you talk about the value of attending. What have you taken back to your business after attending the Congress?
Yeah, I think probably for me, the way the industry set up over there, the focus was probably more on the fresh market, and we don't supply the fresh market. So I guess the people within our group who were working within the fresh market probably found some of those field trips and some of those sessions that we had somewhat more, maybe more valuable than I did. But I think, having said that, it was fascinating to see, particularly on some of those field trips, the way that these businesses are being operated. And there are really, I suppose, general principles around the application of technology and operating at scale, and some of the distribution capabilities and logistics capabilities, really, really interesting for our business. And to give some specific examples, we were able to see a few of the technology, offerings that were there, such as Harvest Eye, and that's now currently being used in Australia, something that we've been looking at a little bit, and some other technology that John Deere had around spraying and so on. So I think, a great opportunity to meet people and share ideas about the industry generally, and also, some of the technology that's out there at the moment. So a very, very broad range of benefits for sure.
I guess the next question is, are you planning to attend this year's Congress in Adelaide, and would you encourage others to go?
Absolutely. It's very close, a lot closer than Dublin, being a drive from where we are. So yes, I certainly do plan to go, and I would absolutely encourage others to go. I think it's going to be a great opportunity to showcase the industry here within, within Australia and South Australia specifically. So very much looking forward to it. It looks like they've got a great program ready to go. So yeah, absolutely looking forward to it. And I would very much encourage everyone to go. It's one of those things, I think you sort of get out of it what you want and what you put in. And I think there's an enormous opportunity to meet, you know, lots of people in one place. And it's very rare to have, you know, all these global people that are involved within the, you know, the industry all in one room. So I'd certainly encourage anyone who is thinking about it to go, particularly those like me who are new to the industry. I think it's a great way to get, you know, get an overview of how it all works.
Yeah, definitely. And I think another understanding as well is that it probably won't be back here soon. So if you were planning on going to one, now's the time.
Absolutely.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for chatting with us, Lachlan. I'm looking forward to seeing you there at the Congress, and hopefully there's a lot of things that we can all learn from it.
Great. Thanks a lot, Ryan. Look forward to it.